talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. But remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made over the weekend. I'm going to start with some news, some gossip about current races in Wisconsin. I'm going to start with the lieutenant governor race. There is a lieutenant governor race. The governor and the lieutenant governor run as a ticket in the fall, in the November election, but they run separately in August in the primary. In other words, somebody running for lieutenant governor has to earn their chops. They've got to beat the primary field, and then they get automatically linked to the state ticket in the fall, which would be Tony Evers, and then whoever wins the Democratic primary for lieutenant governor in August. One of the candidates, the first candidate really to announce, has dropped out. State Senator Lena Taylor. Lena Taylor is a state senator, well-known, well-regarded state senator in Milwaukee. She had filed. Remember that Mandela Barnes is not running for re-election as lieutenant governor. Mandela Barnes is running for the U.S. Senate, where he'll have a primary, and he can't run for the two offices at once. So Lena Taylor announced she has now dropped out. Why did she drop out? You know, there haven't even been any polls in that race that I know of so far. Hasn't been a lot of action in that race. Well, we found out the other day why she dropped out. Lena Taylor has now announced that she's running for mayor of Milwaukee. The mayor of Milwaukee changed hands last week. The Senate finally confirmed Tom Barrett, the incumbent mayor, to be an ambassador. And he's going to get out of here. This coming week, maybe the beginning of January, he is out of here. He's gone. Cavalier Johnson took over from him. Cavalier Johnson is now the acting mayor of Milwaukee as of now. Why is the acting mayor of Milwaukee? Because he was the president of the Common Council. And by city charter, the president of the Common Council becomes the acting mayor if the acting mayor leaves. There are other candidates. Cavalier Johnson is a good guy. He has his work cut out for him. Because by leaving when he did, Tom Barrett made it possible for the mayor race in Milwaukee to be put on the ballot with all the spring races, judge, that kind of thing, local municipal races. So in February, middle of February, is the primary. That's only about seven weeks from tomorrow is the primary. Not a lot of time. There are other candidates against Cavalier Johnson, whose nickname is Chevy Johnson. I've met Chevy Johnson. Marina Dmitrievich is running. She is a well-regarded alderman, member of the Common Council, and she's running. Ernell Lucas is running. He's the sheriff. Bob Donovan, a former alderman, is running. But we had another casualty in the mayor race. When Lena Taylor got in, another guy dropped out. Dan Reamer dropped out, state assemblyman in the south side of Milwaukee. You know, a talented, well-regarded guy, but he made a statement when he got out, which, you know, you could apply to any political race in this state. He said, "I was only 99% committed to running. You have to be 100% committed to running." Well, let me tell you the shorthand for that in politics. If a guy tells you he's 90% likely to run, he's not going to run. He's already decided. If he says he's 99%, he might run, but but he has a lot of reservations. And if he says 100%, it's likely but not certain that he'll run. So anyway, that's where you have it. Dan Reamer dropped out. Mayor race, Lena Taylor got in. Chevy Johnson got sworn in as acting mayor. He'll be acting mayor for 7 weeks till the primary. If he gets through the primary, he'll still be acting mayor. And even if he doesn't, till there's a new mayor elected. April, first Tuesday in April, is the election. And you can look all spring for some maneuvering about who might or might not get into the lieutenant governor race, who might or might not get into the Republican governor race primary. The Republican Party is increasingly dissatisfied with the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, a lightweight, doesn't have the chops to be governor, doesn't have a handle on finances, doesn't know anything about finances. And many people don't want her, even the Republican Party. Lieutenant governor and governor are not ideological completely. Yeah, there's a party aspect to it. But you need people who can manage. They can manage a large budget. They can manage large, really, a corporate entity, which is the state of Wisconsin. So stand by. Some shakeups. There'll be more. We won't know definitely who's running for mayor of Milwaukee until about 2 weeks from now. Middle of January is when the nomination papers have to be filed. People could still drop out, still get in. But right now, it looks like it's going to be Chevy Johnson, Marina Dmitrievich, Lena Taylor, and Ernell Lucas are out there slugging it out, plus about four other people who are not as well known. For lieutenant governor, we're not going to know till late spring, the filing deadline for that. And we are not going to know who the Republican nominee for governor is likely to be until that time period as well. Well, so much for just the gossip of campaigns. I'll tell you, there was a disturbing thing happened the other day. You may have read about it. You know, Dr. Fauci is a wonderful guy, in my opinion. He's not perfect, of course, but he calls for vaccinations. He calls for boosters. He calls for people to socially distance, wear masks. Very gentle guy, very reasonable guy. Never says anything mean about anybody, and for some reason, he gets death threats. Well, there was another death threat, and this came from Fox News. This didn't come from just Marjorie Taylor Greene. This just didn't come from some anonymous right-wing nut on the internet, and law enforcement has been woefully inadequate in tracing those down and prosecuting them. This one came from a guy on Fox News named Jesse Waters. You may have seen him. He's a real Weisenheimer. You take a look at the guy, you know he's a wise guy and a punk, and he is a clown. But he's on there, and here's what the clown said the other day. In a summit called by a group called Turning Point USA. Turning Point USA is an extreme right-wing group. I don't know why Rupert Murdoch and the bigwigs at Fox permit their people to go and talk to these groups. It's one thing to try to keep your viewership. It's quite another thing to lather up hate. And here's what Jesse Waters said to Turning Point USA the other day. He said, quote, about Dr. Fauci, "Now you're going for the kill shot. The kill shot with an ambush is deadly because he doesn't see it coming. Boom, he is dead. He is dead." End quote. That is Jesse Waters verbatim talking about Dr. Anthony Fauci. I would arrest Waters for saying that. I would arrest Waters for saying that. If I were the Attorney General of the United States, I would direct the local U.S. attorney to convene a grand jury and indict him and indict his station, indict Fox News. Let me say it again. Quote, Jesse Waters, on Dr. Fauci, quote, this is to Turning Point USA. "Now you're going for the kill shot. The kill shot with an ambush is deadly because he doesn't see it coming. Boom, he is dead. He is dead. Boom, he is dead. He is dead." Let me tell you something. You know what that is? That is a threat of violence and assassination. These things have got to be prosecuted, and just because well-known people say them does not shield them. Donald Trump was the first one shielded. When he ran against Hillary Clinton in 2016, he said that the Second Amendment people should take care of her. He said her bodyguards should be disarmed. The Secret Service talked to him, but they didn't have the guts to arrest him because he was a Republican nominee. And he's the one that planted the idea of violence in politics after it had been dormant since 1861. Donald Trump. Well, now low-life, and he's a low-life, but low-life types are doing it, and this time a journalist, and a journalist with ratings, talking about Dr. Anthony Fauci saying, quote, now you're going for the kill shot. The kill shot with an ambush is deadly because he doesn't see it coming. Boom, he is dead, he is dead. And then he went, oh, I was just talking about attacking him verbally and blah, blah, blah. Arrest Jesse Waters. Indict Fox News. Enough's enough. Garland, get off your butt and start doing some work, some prosecution work. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.